That'll be all for now, boys. Have a seat. I'd like to thank you for joining me on the lunch date today. There's just the tiniest bit of business you and I have to attend to. Do you like what I've had them do with the room? The red curtains? The candles? I made the girls on the party planning committee put all this up. Of course, I had to tell them where to put everything, because what would they know about romance or style? But it was, I mean, it should be worth it. I hope I'm not intimidating you with all this. You and I are here today because I've noticed the discrepancy with how you've been treating me. Oh, it's nothing really. Just the lack of gifts, no love notes, no falling to your knees to pledge your loyalty. Really, just little things. Itty bitty things. And I hope that I've got you figured out. Because it seems to me you've really gone about things differently than the rest of the boys. I am perfectly aware of the effect I have on people. Just being near men, they all start to melt for me. Of course, sometimes they panic trying to ask me out and just bust in on their pants. I don't think that guy from the robotics club has come back yet since that incident. And then some of the others have tried to do wild things to impress me. You might remember some of the band boys serenading me last week. It was a cute attempt. But you're different. Even from here, you feel different. I do like all the attention. I can't help but stand out. The crimson skin, the horns, my little devil tail. Even my teeth must be adorable despite being so sharp. And when someone looks into my eyes, how could they not fall for me? I know the whole demon thing. You're probably thinking that I'm just here to fuck dudes and steal souls, but that's not the kind of girl that I am. Or demon that I am. If I exclusively wanted sex like I was some kind of succubus, then I would have wrung every senior boy and teacher dry by now, but I'm not. So, I hope you'll understand when I admit that I can be a bit picky. I mean, it's great to be desired. I can't get enough of the fact that, like, every boy has been pining for me, and I've had fun playing along, but the truth is, maybe it's old-fashioned, but I'm sort of a one cultist kind of gal. I'd like to find my special someone. And that's just what leads us to today's order of business. I've taken the different attempts to charm me into consideration, but in the end, it was a pretty easy decision. We haven't exchanged many words, and I've only spotted you giving me a few glances, but this silent treatment method of yours, it's left me entirely smitten by you. How was it that you came up with such a bold plan? For example, last Friday, all you said to me that day was hey, while we passed in the halls, and this is so embarrassing. I had my teachers cancel my last two classes so I could get myself off. I couldn't stop moaning your name all throughout the weekend. Your voice just kept echoing throughout my head, and that, hey, I can't get you out of my brain. You have to tell me. Was it some manner of spell? Maybe a love potion in my food? Psychic suggestion? Because the resources and dedication it must have been to find something like that which would work on a demoness. It's honestly so flattering, but you've got me pretty messed up. I have no idea how you did it. It's like I felt that way since the moment I saw you. Ahem. I've pulled the usual strings and made sure the teacher in this room won't be coming back today. I'll send someone to get you a note to excuse you from classes. I've got members of the cooking club working on lunch. Later, we could have a private concert from the band, and when we've concluded today's activities, I have a chauffeur ready to go anywhere I see fit to take us. But really, before all that, I have to put it out there. You're not bringing it up, so I'm going to have to. I would happily accept your invitation to be your girlfriend. You just gotta say it. And believe me, I'm like ready to jump you just as soon as you confess to me. Just as soon as you confess to me. Just as soon as you confess to me. You think I have this backwards? You obviously can't get enough of me, and you're just teasing me with that. I'm all popular and out there, and you're all cool, and I meant uncool. Lame, even. Like someone I could never ask out. But not, like, lame or uncool enough that I'd, like, die to be seen in public with you, or even say no to going out, or even just, like, cuddling someplace. Look, I'm pretty much trying to do you a favor by telling you that despite all the uncoolness and totally not being hot, I No, please, don't pull away. Just no, please stop trying to pull away from me. I can't do this because of who? You like her? And you're pretty sure she likes you? Oh, sure. She's the biggest dork anybody knows. Who even told you? Excuse me for a moment. You and you. Nobody comes in. Nobody even gets close to this door. Well, then make them put the ceviche in a takeout box or something. Handle it. You seriously have feelings for her? Because I won't give you up to some dweeby homewrecker without a fight. You know? There has to be some way I can convince you. I have no idea what's going on with my feelings. You make everything so strange and fluttery. And now, I'm telling her to not ever get near you. Don't get mad at me. I'm doing this for our own good. I don't care if you have a crush on her. Don't forget, we're still on a date. That was a dumb thing to say. I'm sorry. I do care about what you feel, but I can hardly think straight. I know this isn't a real date. And I get it. You've probably known her for longer, but do you really think nothing of me? You're so sweet. But I already know that I'm beautiful. What else do you think? Blushing. Please. My whole face is always red. Maybe I'm blushing just a little bit. Maybe my whole face feels like it's on fire. I wanna try something with you. Hey. How's this? My hand tracing. Along your pants. Along your cock. It's kind of a relief to feel that you're getting hard. My heart hasn't stopped racing. And my pussy has been dripping ever since they dragged you in. I thought my heart was gonna stop when you said you had a crush, but I'm so glad you feel something for me. Been so stupid. Of course, I was playing dumb earlier. I guess I wanted to save face. Make you say you had feelings for me instead. But the truth is, and I guess I couldn't admit it to myself, I've never really heard of this happening to demons towards humans, but I'm so in love with you. And I want you to be all for me. Holy shit. You are so hard right now. Did that really do it for you? Are you falling in love with a demon? That's so naughty. Thank you. Let me get closer and lower. We can get back to our lunch date. And our first course. Okay. Honestly, that's really intimidating, but hell. Where am I supposed to put this? Huh? can't tell me you thought my tongue would be like a normal girl's. Did you? Fuck. My face feels so hot. I can't believe I'm feeling so nervous right now. Like, we're really doing this. Can I ask you to try something? I'm a complete wet mess right now, and the scent of you, the taste of you, the whole presence of you, I'm gonna freak if I don't start touching myself. I want you to grab me once. I said, I want you to grab me once. Grab my horns. I want you to hold me by the horns and fuck my mouth while I touch myself. And don't make me say any more embarrassing things. I can't take it. It just feels so unbecoming for a demon of my type to ask for something like this. I already sort of said I'm not a succubus, so the whole... Oh, use me, daddy. Thing is totally not who I thought I was. But you're just everything I want. I keep catching myself feeling all shy and demure in front of you because even if I was such a bitch before, you've been hearing me out and speaking softly and kindly and sexy and making me feel like I'm some sort of... Well... Say that again. You have no idea how unfair it is that you can just say it a lot like that. Like a princess. Fuck, fuck, fuck. You made me do. Take me by the horns. Fuck your little demon's mouth. Please. Just start... Slow with me. Yeah. Like... princess. Mm-hmm. actually... they actually hurt a little from my toes curling up so hard. I feel so self-conscious right now. That was probably the hottest thing that's ever gonna happen to me in my life. And I'm totally burning up. If my heart beats any faster, I swear I'm gonna pass out, and I don't wanna stop experiencing this with you, and I really, really want my first time to be... on the teacher's desk? Sure. You could take me anywhere, and that's probably gonna be the new hottest thing that's ever happened to me in my entire life. I was just trying to say that I wanted my first time to be special, and... you're making all of my wishes come true. No, no. I want all of our clothes off first. Yeah. Together. You're so fucking hot. Hold me. Yeah. Hold me. Part of the whole demon thing bothers you, right? None of this, none of me is too weird. You really mean it? No way. You're definitely imagining that. My tail was not wagging. Take me. Hold my legs up, just like that. Fuck, I can't wait for it. I need you inside me. Oh my god. I'm sorry. Look, that was just so damn hot. I try not to use the big G word. My mom always hated hearing that. But it's your fault. I didn't think you'd lick my leg. That was just mean. I didn't even know that was one of my weak spots. Got you. Fuck. I'm gonna have to marry you or something. Oh, hell, that was a huge twitch. Do it. I want you so bad. I want you inside. I love. Oh, fuck. Fuck your little demon princess. I need you to rub my pussy too. I'm right there. Just like that. I'm right there. 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 Just like that. I hear me everything. I know you're close. You've been such a fucking stud. Send the office chair. I have to make you finish inside me. I almost don't want this to end. Let me lower all this ass on that monster. Oh, wow. Slippery. Fuck yes. Remind me like that. Grab my tits. Squeeze me. Fuck. Hold my waist, baby. Hold your princess. Fill me up so much. I can feel it all. I love you. I know you've got a good view of my ass right now.